Right. So, and how did your own research began to change, didn't it? For example, you get into doing the work you're doing now.
Well, that was very simple.
How did you stop working for the Labour Party?
Oh, I had to stop working for the Labour Party when I got the job with the SSRC.
Mm.
I said, look, it's going to be very difficult for me to be a civil servant and at the same time do the research for the Labour Party and give them advice on their propaganda, on their policy and so on. Civil servants are not supposed to do that sort of thing, so will you in future give all your research to research services, a straightforward commercial transaction, and I will have nothing to do with it.
Mm.
But unfortunately, research services were not interested in doing political research. We made much more money out of doing straight market research. Great pity.
Mm.
So that's how I stopped doing research for them. But what happened was when I was 60, I think about 60, what's that? Yeah, about 14, 15 years ago. No, more than that. 18 years ago. Good God. I thought, if I'm going to make any change, I ought to start making it now. And Michael Young began to get interested in futurology.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, would I be a consultant to his group on studying the future? I said, fine. And then, like an idiot, he said, of course, we can pay you, I think it was $3,000 a year as a consultant. And like an idiot, I immediately went to the LPE board and said, of course, I will hand over the $3,000 to you, because you're already paying my salary, and I wouldn't dream of taking two salaries. And they said, yes, fine. As soon as you get your check, give it to Mr. Trumper.
A mistake.
Great mistake, yes. So for a time I worked as a consultant to the futurologists group on what's going to be the future of the world, of Britain and so on.
Mm.
That was quite interesting for a while, but it always seemed to me, oh God, the forecasts always go wrong. And the only interesting part was when I was asked by the Dutch to do surveys among the Dutch people as to what they thought about the future, what they thought was a desirable future, as distinct from what they thought would be the future, and compared the Dutch public views with the views of the Dutch elite on that. And crudely what happened was that the Dutch public thought that what was going to happen materially was going to be good, it would be fine, but what was going to happen morally was going to be pretty awful. Drug addicts all over the place, kids not working, not being interested in work, increasing crime and so on. But they'd all be better off.
Yeah.
They all have a lot more money. What the elites thought was that morally every Western country would be finer, freer, they'd have wider outlooks, there'd be more humanitarianism, but unfortunately they wouldn't be economically so well off.
Mm-hmm.
This was a very interesting contrast between the two. So I worked there, and then they came along and said, look, the Social Science Research Council, the first approach was they would like research services to declare itself a non-profit making organization and undertake research for the Social Science Research Council. And I said, well, I'm sorry, they won't agree to that. I know, there's no use my bringing it up at the board, because it's such an asset to them. So they went back and they said, well, too bad. And then they said, well, look, why don't you resign? And join the SSRC. We will create a survey unit and you'll be the director of it. I thought, well, okay, fine. This is the time. So I did. It didn't work out very well for two basic reasons. One reason is that I'm not